Good morning, good morning. How is everybody doing today? Y'all ready for some Christmas music? I hope you are, because you're going to get a big dose of it. This is a very special Sunday here at Asbury in our launch service. Last week, Diana had an amazing music service in the sanctuary, and this week, we're going to try to give you an amazing music service in here. So here's kind of the ground rules. All the lyrics will be on the screens. Feel free to sing along, but I won't ask you to stand for all. We're singing 10 songs, y'all. I mean, this is about to be a music service. So let's join together and sing Christmas songs and let's have a time of worship. And before we start, please join us in the manger. Go to the manger in your head. That's where we're going to be this morning.
Yeah. child that you delivered. my son, this manger for your bed. You have a long road before you. Rest your little head. Can you feel the weight of your glory? Do you understand the price? Or does the Father guard your heart for now, so you can sleep tonight? Go to sleep, my son. Go and chase your dreams. This world can wait for one more moment. This moment, simply be my child. Go to sleep, my son. Baby, close your eyes. Soon enough, you'll save the day. But for now, dear child of sleep tight.
Little drummer, right? Kick. All right, we don't want to put y'all to sleep this morning. Join us in singing this one. Thank you.
Amen. Let's switch gears. Good morning. Good morning. It's nice to see y'all. Merry Christmas. That wasn't very loud. That wasn't very. Thank you, Mindy. Thank you. Merry Christmas. I'll try one more time. Merry Christmas. This dude, anyway, I won't tell that story. This dude came up and yelled Merry Christmas at Home Depot the other day, and I just looked right back at him and said, Merry Christmas! And he thought that was a little crazy, but I thought he was a little crazy too. So anyway, I'm glad y'all are here today, and welcome to Asbury. I'm Hammond Evans. I'm the senior pastor here, and we're so thrilled to have you here today. Pre-COVID, this was the time when we would pass the plate. We would collect our offering, and I do want to remind everybody that we're taking our, you can give your regular offering as well. Excuse me, as well as the Advent offering. We have three ways to give here at Asbury. One is the standard, you know, you can mail a check, or you can put a check or your cash donations in what is supposed to be a basket right there, but there is a basket back there on the table that you could use for that today. You can also do that online, and those options are on your screen. You can scan the QR code there, and it'll take you to our church website and tell you more about those options. You can also text to give as well. Those options are available if you're joining us online as well. And again, we're thrilled to have you with us today or later on in the week at your convenience. But you know, we're also taking our Advent offering, and there are envelopes on the back table for that as well. And so far, we've had a wonderful response to our Stewardship Consecration Sunday that happened several weeks ago. If you're one of those folks, every once in a while I see somebody and they're like, oh no, I forgot to turn my card. It's not too late. And if you need a card, if you didn't bring it today, there are some available back there in the back, and you can fill it out and place it in the basket or turn it in to the church office sometime this week. If you're watching online, you may also visit the web address that should be on your screen to download the card in the covenant form, and you can fill those out at home and email those to our financial administrator at the address on your screen. One last thing about giving before we move forward, it is that time of year where people give gifts at the end of the year to the church, and if you are wanting to do that, I understand that the deadline for giving donations for this year is December 31st at 3 p.m. So saith the Cheryl. Amen. And so December 31st at 3 p.m. is the last time she will be able to receive a gift for 2021. But we want to encourage you to do that as well. Let's continue in a spirit of prayer. Let's pray. God, we do thank you for this day, and we thank you for all of your blessings. And we know that everything that we are and everything that we have is a gift of your gracious, abundant, and merciful love for us. And so we pray that you will bless us so that we might be a blessing, and that you will bless our gifts so that the kingdom of God will come on earth as it is in heaven. We pray this all in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And the people of God said, amen. What is this solution?
This is my grown-up Christmas list. This is my lifelong wish. This is my grown-up Christmas list.
Anyway, sorry about that. But welcome again to Asbury, and welcome to those of you who are joining us online as well. Let's give a big sign of our appreciation to Ben today. He's done a great job. And we've had a couple of staff, three staff people who've been sick or in contact with people who were sick, and so we want to be in prayer for them. One of those was Cheryl. And we've talked over the last 6 months about what happens if Cheryl gets hit by a beer truck. Could anything at the church happen? And my goodness, the beer truck's name was The Flu. But anyway, so she's been out all week. I want to say thank you, especially to all the staff who were not sick this week, who were able to get stuff like your bulletins done and folded and all of that. Let's show them a sign of our appreciation as well. So today is the fourth Sunday of Advent. That's the last Sunday of Advent, which means Christmas must be pretty close. And today we're going to see how Emmanuel brings peace to the world. Friday we'll come back for Christmas Eve, and we'll celebrate Christ's birth, and we'll also see how Jesus is God with us in so many different ways. But let's begin today by preparing our hearts in prayer.
Regarde sur ces cartes ce point noir qu'il faut effacer.
Give us your Holy Spirit now, so that the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts may be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, you who are our strength and our friend, our rock and our redeemer. And the people of God said, Amen.
Enfant, regarde sur ces cartes ce point noir qu'il faut effacer. De tes petits doigts, tu l'écartes. En rouge, il vaut mieux le tracer. Plus tard, quoi que le sort te fasse, promets-moi bien d'aller là-bas, chercher les enfants de l'Alsace qui nous tendent leurs petits bras. Puisse, en notre chère France, les rameaux verts de l'espérance fleurir par toi, mon cher enfant. Grandis, grandis, la France attend.
To rid the map of every trace of Germany and of the Hun, we must exterminate that race, we must not leave a single one. Heed not their children's cries, their slayer now, the woman too, or else someday again they'll rise, which if they're dead, they cannot do.
Ein Feind ist unserer und einer allein. Schon meißelt er Deutschlands Grabestein. Voller Hass ist sein Busen, voller Neid und voller...
Remember it. It's called the Merry Minuet, and this is part of the lyrics. It says, the whole world is festering with unhappy souls. The French hate the Germans hate the Poles. Italians hate Yugoslavs, South Africans hate the Dutch, and I don't like anybody very much. Amen and hallelujah. Every day, it's the same old song, just a different verse. People just can't get along. Conflict turns into violence. Violence breeds hatred and enmity. It was that way when the song was written in 1956, and it was that way in 736 B.C. That was when the prophet Isaiah was alive. He lived during the reign of a king named Ahaz. Can we say Ahaz? Ahaz. Ahaz was one of those politicians. I don't know if you know anybody like this today. I'm sure we don't have any of these, but he was a politician who was in it only for himself. He would say anything or do anything to keep his power. He would battle any foe. He would worship any god. The Bible says that King Ahaz sacrificed his own sons as a burnt offering to another god. During Ahaz's reign, God gave Isaiah a vision of a true leader, a good leader, a godly leader. Isaiah said that he would be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Isaiah also goes on to say that this kind of God-centered leadership will result in the transformation of creation itself. The wolf will live with the lamb. The leopard will lie down with the kid. The calf, the lion cub, and the fatling together, all led by a toddler. The cow and the bear will graze together, their young cuddled up like stuffed animals in a crib. And the lion will eat straw like an ox. Predator and prey become family. It's a peaceable kingdom. But where is this so-called Prince of Peace and his peaceable kingdom? And if Jesus really was the Messiah, why is there so much conflict and anger and violence today? Well, it's hard to see, but occasionally we do catch a glimpse of Christ's peaceable kingdom. It happened on Christmas Eve of 1914. Some of the Allied soldiers were homesick, and they started talking and singing about what it would like to be home for Christmas. They talked about the food they would eat, the family that they would love to see, the warm fire, and the Christmas carols that they wanted to sing. But eventually, everything fell silent until this happened.
Thank you. Good evening, Germans. But we're not English, we're Scottish.
I don't know if you can hear that. He said, good evening, Germans, but we're not English, we're Scottish, which is what a Scotsman would really say. That Christmas Eve, y'all, that really happened. No, that really happened. And not only in one spot, for hundreds of miles up and down the front, Christmas Eve 1914, a spontaneous ceasefire broke out. German soldiers poured out of their trenches, the Allied forces poured out of their trenches. They exchanged stories, they shared cigarettes, they told stories of home, sang carols together, they even played what they would call football, we would call soccer together. The fighting only resumed after commanders relocated their men some weeks later. When I think about the opera singer turned soldier, it reminds me of another old story. This goes the once upon a time, there was a sparrow and a wild dove. They were hanging out, talking. They were friends. And the dove was really distraught because, you know, the dove is a symbol of peace. And it was really worried and concerned and upset about all of the violence and all of the enmity and all of the bloodshed and hate in the world. The sparrow turned to her friend and asked, "How much does a snowflake weigh?" The dove thought that was kind of a funny question and said, "Nothing more than nothing." Then the sparrow told a story. "One day," she said, "I was sitting on the branch of a fir tree close to the trunk when it began to snow. Not heavily like in a blizzard, but like in a dream. No sound, just silence. No violence. Since I didn't have anything better to do, I started counting all the snowflakes that landed on my branch. There were exactly 3,741,952. When the 3,741,953rd snowflake dropped onto the branch, nothing more than nothing, as you say, the branch broke off. Having finished her story, the sparrow flew away. The dove pondered the story for a long while, and then he said to himself, "Perhaps only one person's voice is lacking for peace to come into the world. Maybe your voice is the only one lacking for peace to come into the world." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and the people of God said, amen. Let us pray. God of peace, we do thank you for coming to us in Jesus, the Prince of Peace. And Lord, when we look out into our world, it's like there's another conflict every day. We are divided between nations and races and ethnicities and by religions. In our own country, we have partisan divisions that just grow ever and ever more and more worse. And then, Lord, we look in our church and we see how we are divided, not only over matters of sexuality, but over biblical interpretation and ecclesiology. Some of us are ready to be done with the rest of us and separate. And then, Lord, we look in our homes and our families are filled with more conflict than we would like to admit. And so, God, we pray that you will give us your Holy Spirit. Pour it into our hearts so that instead of saying the things we want to say and flying off the handle in all of the ways that we do, that we will be filled with your words. And with that peaceful presence that passes all understanding in the midst of conflict. Lord, we lift up all of those who are ill or in special need today, especially in our church family. We remember Clifford Smith, June Glazier, Fred Williams, Barbara Clark, Patty Shoemaker, our neighbor Mrs. Franklin, Noah Logan, Megan Arnold, Lanny Langley, and Becky Sage. We lift up these and others whom we lay before you in our hearts. And Lord, finally, we pray for ourselves. We ask that you will give us your peace so that we might be that peaceful presence, that voice of reason in the midst of the chaos. Help us to keep the faith and help us to be your people of peace. We pray this in Jesus' name, and now we pray as he taught us, saying together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Brother Hannah gets up here and gets his electric guitar ready. Paxton, I think there's a couple of thank you slides. I couldn't do this without a lot of individuals. I tried to rack my brain of who they were. I just want to say thank you to our amazing music team, Brother Hammett, Jay McDaniel, who's not here today, but he helped put the show together, Maddie Atkins, who we love to have home from college, Diana Brandon, Vincent McNerland, Jennifer Schimmer, Valeria McDaniel, Danny Burney. I just want to give them a big thank you. But the music team would be nothing, absolutely nothing, if it wasn't for the production team. And I mean, Randy Dennis, he's my homeboy. I could not do anything without him here. Dave Morano, Paxton Byers, Joe Hoff, Nick Rupp, who helps us with sound, and Smitty Smith. I just want to give them a round of applause, too. The service would not be possible without them. So thank you all. And if I missed anybody, that's on me. My bad. We have a few more, and this one's kind of a fun one. We're going to throw it back a little bit with this. Sing along. Bells, give me the chord, Diana. That was way off. Thank you. Bells will be ringing. There we go. One of my favorites right here. We're going to sing Hallelujah over and over. Feel free to join in if you don't know the words on the Hallelujah. It's the Christmas story.
I've heard about this baby boy who's come to earth to bring us joy, and I just want to sing this song to you. It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, major lift. With every breath I'm singing Hallelujah.
Sing this with me.
Hallelujah, 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 Hallelujah. Came to Bethlehem expecting child. They searched the inn to find a place, for you were coming soon. There was no room for them to stay, so in a manger filled with hay, God's only son was born. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Shepherds left their flocks by night to see this baby wrapped in light. A host of angels led them all to you. Just as the angel said, you'll find him in a manger bed. Emmanuel, the Savior, Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Please stand and sing our final song with us today.
More songs Friday.
Yeah, if you didn't hear your favorite Christmas song today, we're doing new Christmas songs at our 6 o'clock Christmas Eve service in here. And if you don't hear your favorite Christmas songs, then we'll just try to do better next year.
That's right. That's right. Well, you know, I was listening to James Brown, Funky Christmas. That's my favorite Christmas album. Y'all take that home, listen to it. Anyway, yeah, Christmas Eve, 4 and 11 over in the sanctuary, 6 p.m. here. One thing that Ben didn't mention earlier is that we really need some volunteer nursery workers for Christmas Eve. Like right now, we won't have a nursery for Christmas Eve if we don't get any. So that's where we are right now. I know God is laying that on somebody's heart. If you want to go to one service and then serve as a nursery worker at another one, that's totally fine. Amen. You don't have to be there all night, but we could use some help over there so that we can take care of our guests. Next Sunday is the 26th. We will have church, and there will have one service at 9 a.m. over in the sanctuary, and we did that so that we could have Sunday school if you'd like at 10 a.m. I want to say thank you to the band. They let me play with them. I mean, my gosh. Yeah. and thanks to all of you for being here. Would you please receive this blessing? Go forth with Christ above you to be your guide, with Christ below you to hold you up, with Christ beside you to be your friend, and with Christ within you to give you hope, love, joy, and peace. Go forth with Jesus Christ, your Lord. And the people of God said, amen. Hey, even Bennett! What's up, Bennett?